This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Join us on the radio. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype as well. Skype username here is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
And, of course, you can bring up anything that's on your mind. You may take control of the airwaves. Something that we haven't really followed up on a whole lot over the last week, unless you touched on something last night, Daryl, is the situation in Catalonia.
No, and there wasn't really any news to report last night.
I did have a story from earlier this week basically saying that the the Spanish government, for listeners that don't know, Spanish government and the Catalonian region of Spain, they've been fighting it out, not physically that much yet. But it's been an interesting
conflict. Well, the Spanish police have been fighting.
That's true.
The people of Spain, they've not, or the people of Catalonia, the Catalans have not been fighting back.
Correct. The Catalonian folks have been trying to secede from the majority of Spain, and obviously
correct.
The Spanish government doesn't want that to happen, considering Catalonia is the big tax base. Basically,
yep.
The big money generator for the entire nation of Spain. But what had been said this week was the Spanish government had given the Catalonian leader until Thursday to end his secession campaign or risk losing regional autonomy. So Thursday was supposedly the deadline for that. Now here we are on Friday night,
correct,
Eastern time in the United States, where it's probably just now crossing into tomorrow in Spain.
Yes.
But so now that deadline has been hit, and indeed Spain has come back, apparently. You've got the latest news saying they are going to pull the autonomy
right. And
from Catalonia.
I've actually got two different sources here, and the one isn't necessarily a full article, and even though it's from the BBC, it does not appear to actually have been written by a native English speaker. Some of the sentences are very choppy, but headline is King Felipe VI says Catalonia will remain Spanish. He told an award ceremony in the northern city of Oviedo that the Catalan government was causing a rift and Spain would solve the problem through democratic institutions. Catalonia
forced
upon
them.
Funny that a monarch is saying we're going to solve this democratically, but that aside, Catalonia's leaders have threatened to declare independence, and me breaking in here, there was the referendum on October 1st, and they mentioned that later in the article, and the Catalan president, Carles Puigdemont, had, in accordance with Catalan law, declared independence, but then asked the Catalan parliament to suspend implementation of the declaration.
Which was a surprise, because it put off what everybody was waiting for.
Right, but it was also one of those things of he knew if we go ahead and implement the declaration right now, Spanish military rolls in, because they already said, we are going to try to stop you from actually going with your declaration.
So, well, they already had two boatloads, I mean, cruise ships full of Spanish police.
Correct.
There in, I believe, and Barcelona,
the
port.
The police cracked about 800 heads, actually cracked some heads,
yeah,
you know, preventing people from going to the polls. At least 800 Catalans wound up going to hospital.
We don't know if they all had
injuries,
but
right,
yeah,
but, you know,
there was some pretty brutal violence on
right.
the day of the vote, and we talked about that at the time that it
right.
happened. I mean, we're talking about cops, like, drop-kicking people, pulling them by their hair, throwing them down stairwells, and that was just one video that I saw.
Right. So, you know, Puigdemont said, I want to try, you know, working this out like, you know, normal adult.
It was the final attempt to
and
negotiate something.
Let's try to negotiate yeah. a peaceful divorce. See if we
can have
an amicable divorce. No more beating me up because I'm trying to leave because you're an abusive spouse. Let's, go our separate ways.
They just don't change their ways, though, do they? The abusive spouse.
Mariano Rajoy said, no talking. And I realize that's a horrible Spanish accent. But still, no soup for you. And not going to talk. Here's the deadline.
Back down,
or we're invoking Article 155.
And Article 155 is, the provision of the Spanish Constitution that basically says they can revoke the autonomy, they can basically take total control over this particular region, right?
Basically, although the BBC article here says that it does not give them the power to fully suspend autonomy, but does allow them to basically step in and say, you're not really autonomous
anymore. We're running things here.
Continuing on here, again, King Felipe VI says Catalonia is and will remain an essential part of Spain. And
he doesn't want that tax base to go away.
Right. The Catalans had declared independence. And according to, again, this from the BBC, they say, according to the opposition socialists who support the central government stand against Catalan independence, the plan includes elections in Catalonia in January.
By the Spanish government.
Spanish government is telling the Catalans, you're going to have new elections.
Right, because basically their argument is, well, these people who are running the Catalonian government right now, who support secession, we're no longer going to consider them to be legitimate, and we're going to replace them with people who are more into our system.
There's a more in-depth article from the UK Telegraph that I will get into about the actual elections here, but this BBC article says the Spanish central government has said that they will trigger Article 155 on Saturday, and it's going to be the first time that Article 155 has ever been invoked in
Spain. And by the way, the Spanish government, as it currently is constituted, is, what, about 40 years old? I think it was the late 70s, 78. When they came to be, so not exactly the newest nation, the oldest nation out there.
Other moves may include taking over Catalan Regional Police Force.
Mm.
A referendum, the referendum held on October 1st was deemed illegal by the Spanish government, and actually Mariano Rajoy says there was no vote. It was illegal for them to vote. I don't know what the people were doing that day, but they weren't voting because we said they couldn't vote.
It's just, they don't take it seriously. Although, obviously, they're taking it seriously. They moved in two cruise ships full of police and had people, getting beaten up because they were trying to go not vote, apparently.
Yeah, it sounds pretty serious to me. Yeah.
Right. Now, jumping over to...
And by the way, remember the old saying, if voting changed anything, they'd make it illegal. And what did they try to do here? They tried to criminalize the people who were voting. They went in, they stole the ballots before the voting even happened. They went in, they tried to seal off the voting locations.
They arrested some of the election officials.
Yeah.
Some of the mayors, things of that sort.
And arrests continued this week as well. That was one of the other headlines that I've been kind of sitting on here, where two prominent Catalan independence leaders were Monday night sent to prison by Spain's national court while they are investigated for alleged crimes of sedition. Jordi Sánchez of the Catalan National Assembly and Jordi Cuixart of the Òmnium Cultural are being investigated for their role in protests against police in the run-up to the banned independence vote.
Well, now I just think that it's illegal in Catalonia to be named Jordi.
Right. It's actually two different... Oh, no, it's the same spelling. The two men have been accused of leading a tense night of protests in Barcelona on September 20th as police carried out sweeping raids and arrested several Catalan officials. The Jordis, who, as they went to court on Monday morning, one of them said he was convinced we will return to sleep at home tonight, unquote, will now be held without bail while they are investigated on the possible charges, which carry a sentence of up to 15 years in prison. And this is how it's done. I mean, you want to oppress an uprising, you target their leaders, You target the people who are the influence bearers, the people that when others see them getting arrested, the intention is to, you know, throw fear, uncertainty, and doubt into the mix and make people think, I don't know if I want to go vote because now these guys have been arrested and I don't want to get arrested either. But the good news is millions of people did come out and participate in this, even though they were literally under the threat of violence and actual violence by the Spanish government. There's more you can share with us
and
here.
And more people probably would have voted if all of the polling places would have been open.
Sure. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. If you want to join us, 855-450-3733. I suspect the arrests are not over yet in Catalonia. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. 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 The three most important things you can do for LRN.FM are 1. Let your friends know you're listening to LRN.FM on your social networking profile. 2. Buy the things you buy online through shop.LRN.FM. 3. Give $5 a month to the AMP program at amp.LRN.FM. You likely buy all kinds of things online. Amazon is the largest online retailer. You can get what you need at the same great prices, and LRN gets a cut. Please do your online shopping at shop.lrn.fm.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Bassies, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Dash is digital cash. A digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about secession. It's definitely one of my favorite topics, and in my opinion, one of the most, I think, relevant topics in our time. Here, I think it's always a relevant topic, but it's relevant because we're in this time, and we need to see more secession out there, not just in Catalonia, or not just in Spain, with Catalonia trying to leave from Spain. That's what we're covering right now. But any other organization or individual, I think secession should be something that should be able to happen all the way down to the individual level. If you don't want to be part of society, if you don't want to be part of a political body, if you don't want to be part of any kind of group, you should be able to leave that group as long as you're not in some way contractually bound. You know, if you didn't bind yourself contractually in advance, and of course, the government people would argue that you have bound yourself contractually by a social contract, which of course you've never actually read, nor could you ever read because, well, it's never actually been written down.
You exist here on this planet, and somebody claims jurisdiction over you, and because you exist within their jurisdiction, that is your tacit approval.
Right. The social contract basically boils down to whatever we say, and we as the people who aren't you, the government, whatever we say, you got to do or else. That's basically what the social contract is.
Oh, you don't like it? Ridiculous. Go find some land that nobody claims. Well, some people tried that. And they're still prevented from going there because, you know, somebody else is saying, well, you don't have authority to be there because we said so, even though it's not our land.
One of the nice things about cryptocurrencies like Dash and Bitcoin and, well, many others, is that it is all voluntary. You decide whether you want to get involved and to what extent and into how many of them. And if you get tired of one of them, you can trade it. You can get rid of it. Dash, however, is something you might want to hold on to because they've got an interesting governance structure. Speaking of governance, with Dash, they actually make decisions based on the people who have the greatest stakes in the Dash community, the so-called masternodes. You can go to Dash.org and learn more about how Dash works. But it is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy, fees are low, and transactions are quick and can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. And Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now, so go to Dash.org and find out why. And, you know, it makes me wonder, I haven't looked for it just now thinking of this, I wonder if Bitcoin is playing a role, or Dash or any of the other cryptocurrencies out there, in the Catalonian secession movement, because you know that if they do somehow break away, or if they start ignoring the Spanish government, if they basically say, well, you know, Spanish government, you're going to take autonomy away from Catalonia. Okay, fine. Well, we don't need your autonomy anyway. We're leaving, and we're not going to acknowledge you as a legitimate ruling force anymore. We're going to ignore you. We're not going to pay taxes to you. You better believe that there's going to be some kind of, you know, currency games that will be going on as far as the Spanish government is going to do something, right? They've already threatened the banks. The banks have been packing up from the Catalonian region, and they've been, any banks in Spain that had a head office in Catalonia, they're leaving. And that's because their allegiance lies with the Spanish government. They don't want to be caught doing business in a place in Spain where they could be cut off, in theory, from the rest of Spain.
Right, and, you know, the structure of things, because, you know, governments exist and they authorize certain businesses to exist. If you're authorized to exist by the Spanish government and you're doing business all throughout Spain, right. then it makes sense for you to wind up leaving the area that, you know, is right. not the majority of your business.
Yeah, even though Catalonia is, of all the regions in Spain, the big economic powerhouse, it still is not going to, you know, it's not going to be the majority of the entirety of Spain. So from an economic perspective, purely it makes sense to leave Catalonia unless you're a Catalan-only bank. If there's a, right. You know, if there's a type of bank that doesn't have branches in the rest of Spain, then you might see them staying and, you know, throwing in with the Catalan government. But even then, it's, you know, the right. bankers, they know where their bread is buttered.
So let's jump into this Telegraph article a little bit more.
So we're talking about the what's coming tomorrow in Catalonia. Correct. Is they're planning, or excuse me, the Spanish government is planning to use Article 155 of their constitution and strip so-called autonomy from the Catalan region tomorrow.
Right, and the Catalans are now basically saying, oh, you know what, since you're invoking 155, we're going to go ahead and actually declare and implement a Declaration of Independence. The Telegraph says the Spanish government has struck a deal with the opposition socialist. Now, that's not the Catalan opposition. That's the Spanish loyal opposition. So they're not part of the majority of the parliament. And that will force elections in Catalonia by 2018 as part of a package deal of special powers expected to be unveiled on Saturday. On the eve of a special cabinet meeting at which Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy will decide how to deploy Article 155 of the Constitution to bring pro-independence leaders into line, the socialists agreed steps which would, I guess they mean agreed two steps, which would take Catalonia to elections in January. Separatists stage a protest against the central government's move and against the banks, which have moved their headquarters out of the region in response to the crisis, by flocking to withdraw cash in symbolic amounts.
Oh.
A spokeswoman for the socialist, Carmen Calvo, said the party supported a limited, surgical, gentle, and gradual use of 155.
Limited? Hold on. Run by all those adjectives again. Limited,
limited, surgical, gentle, and gradual. Use of Article 155.
Because that's how government works.
Which
real
itself
gently.
Is unprecedented and has been described as a constitutional nuclear option.
A gentle nuclear option. We're going to be
gentle,
real
gentle surgical,
with that.
And limited nuclear option. Yeah,
that's
you don't
insane.
You don't have
those words
gentle,
don't go
gradual, and surgical nuclear options that are somehow
surgery's
limited.
Surgery's not gentle. I mean, you can die from surgery.
Well, depending on the surgery and how much, Novocaine and whatnot.
Even the most, like, safe surgery out there, like the vasectomy, for instance, which I have actually received, I was told, you know, hey, this is still a risk. You could still die from going under the knife.
Right, and anytime you get cut open. There's always a chance. It might be, smaller than the chance of winning the Powerball while being struck by lightning, but statistically, you know, that is a chance.
No doubt. Could get an infection and die.
Rajoy, that's the Spanish Prime Minister, said on the sidelines of a European Union summit in Brussels that the goal is double, the return to legality and the recovery of institutional monarchy. But the monarch wants to implement democracy.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733, or whatever he says is democracy. It's going to be his way, or possible violence, because that's how the government works. It's Free Talk Live.
In an emergency, you need a fire, now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for Instafire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water, or in any weather. Sustained winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the Instafire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to Instafire.com and use discount code RADIO30 up to 3 times for 30% off your order. Instafire. Fire in an instant.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Attention floor buyers, the 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
Hello? Anyone there?
Hey! United Healthcare heading your way!
Thank goodness.
Lost in the giant Medicare maze?
It's so complicated.
No worries. United Healthcare has the people, tools, and plans to get you through it, including the only Medicare plans with the AARP name.
I'm so glad you found me.
Need to find a Medicare plan? Get help now at UHCMedicare.com. AARP Medicare plans from United Healthcare. United Healthcare pays royalty fees to AARP. AARP is not an insurer.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Been thinking about doing a home security system for your home or maybe your office, but you know, you don't want to spend a crazy amount of money and have to deal with all the wiring hassles when it comes to installing those things. You can go to blinkprotect.com/FTL and you can get the Blink home security system. 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge for one of them. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL, and it's super easy to get these things set up. All you have to do is use your smartphone, and there's no wiring whatsoever. You do have to put some batteries in them, but they even come with that. So, again, blinkprotect.com/FTL. It's easy to check what's happening on your phone anytime you want. And when action happens in front of your Blink camera, it will send you the clip automatically to wherever you are. So you'll get a heads up that something has happened, and you'll be able to review it pretty much immediately. BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. Daryl, you're sharing with us some of the latest news out of Catalonia, the Catalonian region of Spain, the most wealthy of all of the Spanish regions.
Yes.
Is just recently, within the last couple of weeks, they held a vote. It was supposed to be
almost 3 weeks ago now.
Right. It was originally intended to be like a non-binding referendum, but the Spanish government cracked down on it.
No, the Spanish government was saying it was non-binding. And
oh,
then
really?
The Spanish government said, you can't vote at all.
Right, they called it illegal.
Right, said it was illegal, and my understanding under Catalan law, because the referendum had been called in a certain manner, that the prime minister or the president of Catalonia was bound to go with the results.
Mm, okay.
Which is why he declared independence on the day that he did. Initially,
and suspended it.
Right. Initially, the Spanish Prime Minister, Mariano Rajoy, said, you're not allowed to have a meeting of parliament on this day,
mm-hmm.
which is the day he was supposed to have made the announcement. And so he said, well, I never actually called for a meeting that day. We're having it the next day. And, well, Rajoy didn't have time to respond and say, well, you're not allowed to meet that day either.
Yeah.
And they went ahead and met, like, the day after everybody right. expected. Declared independence and then asked the parliament, hey, hold off on actually implementing this. I want to try, you know,
so
being
they already
civilized
wrote,
here.
So they wrote a declaration of independence, or is that still coming? I don't know
I
if
don't
that's been
know.
Clear. That's a, yeah, that well, hasn't been made clear.
Could that be implementation?
Well, and here's the interesting
so.
Thing that
the
most Americans don't know about American independence. There was a declaration of independence that was passed on July the 2nd. 1776,
mm-hmm.
where it was basically a one-sentence thing that said, we wish to declare independence from the British government.
Okay.
And then 48 hours later, there was the
long
much longer thing that we know of as the Declaration of Independence.
Okay.
Got so, it. You know, there are various ways to declare independence without actually having a really lengthy document.
All right. And so they've done that. They're going to implement officially that declaration very soon because apparently the Spanish
soon.
Government...
Right. So let's jump back yeah. into
well,
the article.
Spanish government is saying they're going to pull the autonomy from the region, and that's going to happen tomorrow.
Right.
Saturday.
Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy said that an Article 155 action plan has been agreed to with... the ruling majority, the Socialist and Ciudadanos, the fourth largest force in Spain's parliament, but he would not announce the details of the measure until after a special meeting of the cabinet on Saturday.
I'll tell you what the details are. It's violence.
Well, that's not a detail.
Moving in troops, moving in armed men, and basically occupying
That's
Catalonia.
An outline. That's yeah. not a detail.
Yeah.
A detail is we're going to arrest this person and then this person and then this
right.
person. They're not getting trials because
treason.
Treatment.
Is there even any armed forces in Catalonia like that
you
are
mean like the military?
Yeah, like they don't have
There's
an armed
Catalan
force,
police.
Right? But nothing military. No,
I don't think
no
so.
Real
I don't
military.
Know.
So there's no way for them to defend themselves.
Well, there might
when
be.
When the Spanish government comes in and starts...
I don't know
the
answer to that yeah. question because I've got news stories in front of me. Not
well, you said earlier they were talking
or not
about...
they have a military.
You were saying earlier, though, that they were talking about coming in and replacing the Catalan police. So we know they have a police force that is
right,
local
part
to that
of
area.
155 is that... the Spanish central government gets to replace
right.
the police. I don't know if they have a military. That's not been mentioned in any of the articles.
How many different countries have separate militaries for each area of their country?
Well every state in the United
yeah.
States has
a militia,
National
right?
Guard.
True. That's a good
the
point.
The National Guard is technically run by the governor of the state.
Huh. All right.
Rajoy would only say, we have reached a critical point. Two influential grassroots separatist groups, the Catalan National Assembly and Òmnium Cultural, issued a call on social media for activists to take peaceful direct action on Friday. The groups, whose leaders have been detained since Monday pending investigation into sedition charges,
those are the
you
two
mentioned
we talked
though,
about.
The two Geordies, that's their names, they're not
right.
from Geordie, which is somewhere in UK, they were... the groups specifically urged supporters to withdraw cash from the five main bank chains, quote-unquote, ideally between 8 and 9 a.m. Some protesters made symbolic withdrawals of 155 euros,
uh-huh.
a reference to Article 155 of the Spanish Constitution, which the Spanish government says they will impose. Others were opting for 1,714 euros, in a nod to 1714, a highly symbolic date for independence supporters, marking the capture of Barcelona by the troops of King Philip V, who then moved to reduce the rights of rebellious regions. Roser Cobos, a 42-year-old lawyer who had just taken out 1,714 euros from the counter at a bank in Barcelona, said, "It's a way of protesting. We don't want to do any harm to the Spanish or Catalan economy." British leader Theresa May on Friday offered her support for the Spanish government as it deals with the deepest crisis in the country's 40-year democratic history.
Isn't that
interesting? Spain has a monarch. Why are they talking about democratic history?
Well, I mean, doesn't the UK government have a monarch as well?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
And didn't the UK government just go through with a, you know, or they're going through with a Brexit proposal to leave the EU, but she's backing Spain? So the head of the British government, which is currently in the midst of secession.
But see, here's the difference. Here's the difference. Spain's not trying to leave the European Union, and the European Union's not really a country. It kind of is a country, but not really a country, so it's not really secession when you just leave an organization of other countries.
All right, that's BS.
It is. Yeah. I'm just trying to rationalize why she might be supporting.
And that's a good, you know, I think you are tapping into whatever it is she would have said.
The article here continues, echoing the message of other key European leaders, including France's Emmanuel Macron and German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Mrs. May said the Britons believe that people should be abiding by the rule of law and upholding the Spanish Constitution. Interesting choice of words, and that is a direct quote. That's not the Telegraph, you know, paraphrasing what she said. Mariano Rajoy had asked Carles Puigdemont, the president of Catalonia, to clarify a suspended declaration of independence. He believed the Catalonian Parliament he delivered to the Catalonian Parliament after a disputed referendum on October 1st that was marred by violence. Yes, violence.
By the police.
From the Spanish police trying to prevent people from voting. And then because this is from the Telegraph.
Okay.
Because voters were being suppressed and, you know, told you're not allowed to go vote and polling places were shut down, turnout was only 43%. And then the international community says that's not a valid vote because voter turnout was low. 2 days later, here in Keene, New Hampshire, we had an election with voter turnout of 5%.
And everybody thought
it was
legit.
And it was considered legit, and the mayor has some kind of, high and mighty calling from on high because he got so many votes.
By the way, speaking of the Catalan military, it doesn't exist right now, but Puigdemont did call for one to be created back in late August. I don't think it exists yet. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better.
Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you dial toll free. Bring up anything you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you want to support Free Talk Live, one of the best ways to do it is to amp the show. You go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there. It is $5 a month, and that is money that we will invest into Free Talk Live, so we can get on more radio stations, bring new internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Plus, you get perks that others do not get because they're not amplifiers. Because you are an amplifier, you will get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only Facebook group, as well as the AMP-only podcast, and more. Go get all the details over at amp.freetalklive.com, then sign up with any major credit card, for the most part, PayPal, and then also Bitcoin, if you would prefer. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. And by the way, congratulations to Bitcoin today for going past $6,000 per Bitcoin for the very first time ever, according to BitcoinAverage.com. It's just been an amazing, wild ride, and you know, we can talk more about Bitcoin later if necessary, but man, earlier this year it was as low as $1,000. So, I mean, we're talking about six times what it was 10 months ago. I mean, it's crazy to watch it.
Yeah.
Where will it stop? Will the bubble pop, as some are expecting? We don't know, and we can't say. It could happen. You know, it could go down. It could keep going up. I still think probably the best thing, if you want to get into Bitcoin, it's not too late, I don't think. But what do I know? If you want to get into it, remember, you shouldn't put in more than you can afford to lose. So I like the strategy Johnny Ray used, which was to get a little bit every week. Just, you know, whatever you can afford to put away. If you got a paycheck or something like that, you can take 10% or something and put it towards Bitcoin, something that's not going to impact your budget too much, something you can afford to put into it. Then it might work out real well for you.
Yeah,
something to consider. All right, so let's continue here. Daryl, you've got a little bit more from the Telegraph in the UK about Catalonia. This weekend, it's looking to be like a bit of a showdown here, at least politically. We don't know if we don't know if the military of Spain is going to be brought in. We're not sure exactly how violent the Spanish government is going to get and how quickly, but they are going to get violent, likely, if the Catalonian region continues to press for independence, continues to declare independence, which is what they're expected to do in response to the Spanish government invoking its Article 155 and cracking down and basically trying to take over the region.
Yes. And the article here continues. It says Prime Minister Rajoy has been reluctant to become the first Spanish leader to trigger Article 155, but now appears to have ensured that he will have an overwhelming majority when the Senate votes to approve the step, which could happen next Friday. In a letter sent earlier this week to Rajoy.
Wait, this is which Senate's going to approve? The Catalan Senate?
The Spanish Senate. Why would the Catalan Senate vote on Rajoy invoking Article 155?
Okay, I missed that. For whatever reason, I thought that was happening tomorrow.
No, he's announcing that they're going to do it, but then apparently the Senate has to vote on
Friday. Okay.
Right.
So tomorrow, the Spanish king or whoever, or the president of...
Prime Minister
Rajoy, he's going to announce officially that then Friday, the Senate can then vote on imposing Article 155.
That's what it sounds like.
Got it. Okay.
Now, why they didn't have that at the beginning of the article, but continuing on. In a letter sent earlier in the week to Rajoy, Carles Puigdemont, president of Catalonia, said that if Article 155 was invoked, he would retaliate by asking the region's parliament to vote on a formal declaration of independence.
And hopefully they'll do that before Friday.
Sounds like they might wind up doing that this weekend.
They could.
Because he's saying, if you say you're invoking this, I'm going to do X.
Right.
Puigdemont has been in talks with his pro-independence allies in recent days over whether to call early elections, but his number two, Catalan Vice President Oriol Junqueras, said on Friday that calling elections now is not the best way forward. Now, something that might wind up being confusing, and this for me, not the article here, because the article did mention earlier that the Spanish government is going to have Catalan elections in
January,
possibly. So if the Catalan regional government, headed by Carles Puigdemont, also has an election, then, you know, Which election do I vote in? I forgot, you know, which one. And then, of course, you know, it's not mentioned in here, but most likely what would happen if the Spanish government says you're having an election is they would then say anybody who declares allegiance to the Catalan Republic is not allowed to run in the Spanish Catalan elections. According to the self-proclaimed roadmap to independence charted out by Puigdemont and his allies, the next step after declaring independence would be to call elections to a constituent assembly, which would then draw up a constitution for the new Republic of Catalonia.
And so the argument against having elections for Catalonia by Catalonia at this point, because again, one of them said we shouldn't do that right now.
Right, that's the vice president.
The argument there is, hey, look, you know, you've got us in here. We're moving forward with this thing. We don't need to be changing out, you know, the characters at this early stage in the game.
The saying from Wag the Dog, don't change horses midstream.
So, but the argument against that is, well, of course these guys don't want to have elections. They want to keep their power. They want to keep, you know, their rule over the Catalan region. I think that the argument seems sound that, well, let's just hold off until we can actually get out from underneath the Spanish government's restrictions, which, of course, who knows how long that's going to take on the other hand. So I would say play it by ear, but I can understand kind of both sides, and I'm sure there's another viewpoint as well. If you want to share, by the way, your thoughts with us, you're welcome to join us, 855-450-FREE like freedom. But this is fascinating because, you know, on this show we've talked about the idea of secession in a lot of cases. And this is, we're actually watching it happen in as peaceful, like the Catalan people are being as peaceful as they possibly can. There's, I've not seen anything about Catalonian folks smashing, destroying property and being just generally despicable. It's the Spanish government that has been doing the despicable, violent acts. They've been showing themselves. They've been giving people reasons to leave. The people who were on the fence before and during the election saw what the Spanish government was doing with the violence that they were engaging in, and that actually pushed those people off the fence into opposing the Spanish government. So really, the Spanish government's its own worst enemy in this case, and it's interesting to watch. You know, generally, in our lifetimes, governments have dominated one specific landmass, and you don't have, unless it's like the federal government and state government where they're all kind of allied together, you've never really had a situation, well, I mean, you probably have, I just don't know it, because this is happening during my lifetime, but, you know, I haven't seen a situation like this, where you basically have two governments claiming jurisdiction on the same plot of land. Could that continue on, and for how long? Like, if the Spanish government comes in and says, well, we're having our elections, and the Catalan people say, well, we're having our elections, and there's two completely different groups that have been elected there over the same landmass, how long can that last for?
Well, there actually are a handful of places right now in other places not named Catalonia where there are, you know, pseudo-autonomous entities. And then the national government doesn't really recognize them. So like, South Ossetia, Abkhazia, a bunch of places in the former Soviet Union.
Like Cameroon, where they have...
Cameroon's not part of former Soviet Union.
No, I'm not talking about the Soviet Union. I'm giving another example of there's an autonomous, or, you know, we want to be autonomous region kind of thing there. They call it Ambazonia, I believe.
Yeah, so there are some places, not many of them wind up having, you know, much exposure outside of limited areas. Yeah. The article here from the Telegraph concludes that the separatist left-wing CUP party, which supports the Catalan government, has suggested they would consider a boycott of any election imposed on the region by Spain. And the BBC says, assuming the participation of all parties, the voters would be bound to interpret an election set up by the Catalonians as a de facto plebiscite on independence. If a separatist majority emerged once again, it's hard to see how the conflict could be considered closed.
If you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's what makes this so interesting is, you know, this is not ending anytime soon as much as, you know, both sides would like that to
and
be the case.
I wonder, you know, because the Telegraph mentions that, you know, the CUP might boycott any election imposed on Catalonia by the Spanish government. Might the Spanish government just tell the CUP you're not allowed to participate because you support independence?
The toll-free number, I'm sure we're going to find out. It's going to get very interesting. We'll keep you in the loop as it develops. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, the story that Chris teased last week about terms of service. It's fascinating stuff. Like, believe it or not, it's Free Talk Live.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.